With current rising fuel prices all over the world and rising food prices, it turns out that the two may be linked. And according to Phil Edwards of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, average body mass index, BMI, in a population can be linked to climate change. His calculations are discussed in a letter to The Lancet, so I went to see him to find out just exactly how this could be.
What we've done is we've modelled two populations, one which is a population which has about around 3% of obese with a body mass index of over 30, and we have another population with around 40% obese. And these two distributions probably reflect what we had in the UK maybe 40 years ago and what we're likely to have in the next 2 or 3 years. So that was just our setting, but we wanted to quantify very approximately the different demand for food calories that we would see with a stable population with a BMI of around 24.5 and a stable population BMI of around 29.
And what did you find?
And we found that the difference in food energy requirements for those two populations was around 18%. And we've linked this to greenhouse gas emissions because we know that around a fifth of greenhouse gas emissions are due to agriculture and livestock. So food production is a major part of greenhouse gas emissions.
So you're saying that fat people eat more than thin people?
Becoming overweight and becoming obese are likely to be driven by reductions in physical activity and increases in food consumption.
Now, that's one statistical finding that you've come up with, but you've also got findings about transport and the need for motor transportation.
Yes, well, we consulted with transport engineers on this about fuel consumption of vehicles based on the weight of the vehicle. And we were told that we could probably estimate the additional fuel consumption from an increase in 1 kilogram weight of a passenger by about 50% of the marginal increase in weight. So if an average car is around 1,600 kilograms, if the two occupants of the car have become 5 kilograms heavier each over a number of years, the fuel consumption is going to increase just to get them from A to B.
Now, these findings are extremely interesting, but what do they mean in practical terms?
In practical terms, we all need to be aware of the factors that are contributing to climate change, to greenhouse gas emissions. This is one piece in the overall picture of the interrelationships of what we're doing, how we travel, and in terms of the amounts of food that are being eaten. Food prices are related to oil prices, because oil is a key input for agriculture via its use in manufacturing fertilizers. And so as oil price goes up, then food prices go up. Now, what we're saying is that, and the thrust of our letter in The Lancet was all around policies to promote active transport, to get people out of the car on short journeys and to walk or cycle. Some of our journeys could be transferred to bicycles and to bike and walking. That would impact on oil prices. If we were all to move as a population, this would reduce oil prices because through reduced demand on oil, and that would have an impact on food prices.
Now, you've modelled an equivalent situation to the United Kingdom, but would this be true in other countries of the world?
Well, it's interesting you said that, because I was quite surprised at the shift to the right in the distribution of population BMI that is happening all over the world. And the WHO themselves have recently announced that the number of people obese with a BMI over 30 is projected to increase from around 300 million at the moment to around 700 million in the next 10 years. So it's something which is happening globally in China and in Asia and in South America, and certainly in the developed world. We are all getting heavier, and this is having impacts in terms of transportation and in terms of food prices.
I was talking with Phil Edwards, head of the Nutrition and Public Health Interventions Research Unit at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For audio news from the London School, I'm Peter Goodwin.